Johnson, Grassley asked Durham why former FBI officials did not cooperate with investigation. By Wendell Hasebo on May 24, 2023. Senators Ron Johnson, R.Y., and Chuck Grassley, R.Y., sent a letter to Special Counsel John Durham to inquire why certain former FBI officials did not cooperate with his investigation of the FBI's probe into the Trump campaign for alleged Russian collusion. 1 week after the release of the Durham report, which exonerated former President Donald Trump of Russian collusion and vindicated the president's claims of being targeted by a politicized federal law enforcement agency, Johnson and Grassley requested Durham explain what, if any, actions his office took to obtain information from key individuals in the Russian collusion hoax. As we continued to review the report, we noticed that several high-level former government officials directly involved in Crossfire Hurricane either declined or partially declined to cooperate with your investigation, the senators wrote. It seems odd that individuals would be allowed to avoid fully cooperating with your office, particularly given your authority to compel testimony and records. The letter states, during former Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, his office issued more than 2,800 subpoenas and executed nearly 500 search warrants. In contrast, we understand your office served more than 190 subpoenas under the auspices of grand juries and executed 7 search warrants. In particular, the senators requested specifics on former FBI Director James Comey, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, former FBI Investigation Agent Peter Strzok, former Assistant Director of the FBI Counterintelligence Division Bill Priestap, former FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith, and Fusion GPS Chief Glenn Simpson. The letter requests Durham's reply no later than May 30 about the following. Did you subpoena any of the individuals listed above? Did the Justice Department, or any of its components, impede any of your office's investigative activities? Which FBI counterintelligence personnel refused to cooperate? Of those, which personnel eventually cooperated? Please describe how each individual refused to cooperate. May 23, 2023 RHJ seg to Durham re-cooperation of individuals by Breitbart News on Scribd. Durham's report confirmed what many had suspected since the Russian hoax narrative began, that the FBI launched a politically motivated attack against the president, using the weak pretext to swiftly initiate a probe into him while dismissing intelligence that Clinton's campaign plotted to perpetrate the false narrative of Russia collusion to distract from her mismanagement of a private server. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.